KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm Tyler Russell. Good morning. And we couldn't be more excited. It's a few days before Christmas Eve, and the man is very busy. But he made time for us in studio this morning. Laguna Beach's own Santa Claus in studio with us. Good morning, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Good morning.
So happy to have you in studio.
Thanks.
Is this early for Santa Claus, or are you?
Oh, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. This time of year, I don't sleep hardly at all.
Yeah, I figured. So, Santa, you've been sitting on the corner of Forest Avenue and Glenary or so for a while now.
Yes, that's right. I have.
And talked to a lot of kids, I imagine.
I have indeed.
So, and you're going to be there until Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So right
all the way through Christmas Eve at 4 p.m. So when I finally leave.
At 4 p.m. you go get in the sleigh and
take off. I'm done for the year.
Okay. What are some things you've been asked for this year? What are kids wanting?
Well, the most fun things are things that aren't really able to touch.
Yeah.
This one kid I really loved, he came in and he asked for peace in his family. And that really touched my heart. And that's something that I really wanted to bring him this year. So yeah. I made a special note to my elves to make certain to bring that peace for his family.
That's so sweet. Of course, you know, this time of year, kids are asking for Xboxes and whatever else. And mm-hmm. just remembering that, you know, the Christmas spirit is still alive, of course. I'm sure it's something you're all about.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's not the tangible goods in the sleigh that really do matter. It's the things that really are the love and the joy of the holiday season.
Great. Great to have Santa Claus in the studio with us this morning. Before you get to school this morning, I want you to hang on to this phone number, 949-715-5936. That's 715-5936. If you've been waiting to ask Santa for something, if you've been delaying, if you've been hiding from your parents what you want to ask Santa, maybe this morning is the day that you call him and tell him what you need. So when you go and do the sleigh and you go inside the chimney and you go inside the people's houses, what do you want to see left for you snack wise?
Well, I always like to have a little bit of a cookie because just for my sweet tooth, but I really like those healthy snacks like granola bars, the things that are really good for you.
Sure.
A little piece of carrot always helps too with me getting Rudolph to go to the next house.
Now that's big news that you want a healthy snack.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to be a little more heart healthy and conscious of my health, and I've got to last, you know? It's, I'm not getting any younger.
Sure, especially if kids ate cookies like you every night, then
exactly.
They would have a problem.
Exactly.
and then talk a little bit about, you know, extending the Christmas spirit beyond Christmas. It's not only about this time of year, right? It's not only one day of heartfelt goodness.
Oh, right. It's all about doing what mom and dad say all through the year and not just on the holidays to get something really good from them. Because you know your mom and dad really love you, but you have to give them love back all throughout the year with good behavior. You really need to keep your heart alive and keep loving your parents.
Well, I hope you're listening this morning, kids, because this is Santa Claus. This isn't your mom or dad giving you advice. This is Santa Claus himself giving you advice.
Yeah, and you've got to do your homework every day, not just, you know, on the days when the finals are coming up. It's got to happen every day.
Absolutely. Santa Claus in the studio with us now on KX93.5. He is going to be sitting, of course, on the corner of Forest Avenue until Christmas Eve, until about 4 p.m. on Christmas Eve. We want to go to Santa's favorite Christmas song now, which is
Jingle Bells.
Of course,
all the
it's
way.
Jingle Bells. And give us a call, 949-715-5936. We know it's busy and it's bustling in the morning, but take a moment to say hi to Santa Claus. 949-715-5936. So I believe we have somebody on the phone right now. Chase, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Chase. How are you?
Hi, Santa. I want an Xbox and to lose my two front teeth. And anything.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun in store for you and your family both with those games. Can't they all play with you?
Yeah.
I thought so. Those Xbox are really complicated for me to figure out, but I'm sure somebody there can make it work for you. As long as I bring it, right? You've got to have it this year, right?
Yeah.
And I can tell by your voice that you've been really good doing what mom and dad say.
I have.
Good. I can tell by that voice. Where do you go to school?
Top of the World.
Oh, really? Way up there. That's a really great school up there. I've been there a couple of times, haven't I? I think I have. I've flown over at least once, I know. So what do you and your family do every year?
Sometimes we visit our family in Indiana, and sometimes we just stay here and enjoy Christmas here.
Yeah, well, it's good to be with family, too, but sometimes it's good to stay home. I'm glad I know where you are, no matter what. I can bring those presents wherever you are. Have you ever heard how that works?
Yeah.
It's really fun, huh?
He already knows Santa. He already knows everything. Chase, thank you very much for calling in this morning. Are you glad you got a chance to talk to Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Good. If anybody else, any other kids or anybody wants to talk to Santa for a moment today, we've got him for a little while longer. 949-715-5936. Chase, you have a great day, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Chase.
See you later,
Merry Christmas.
How does the sleigh work? I want to know. How does flying over everything work?
Well, it's a little bit of magic dust that I have in my glove.
Okay.
That I sprinkle over the reindeer, and suddenly, wherever I tell them to go, that's what they do.
You know, I saw a play in Laguna Beach last night called The Reindeer Monologues.
Oh.
That was all about the reindeer and how they feel about you. So they all have their own personal attitudes toward Christmas, right? They're all their own individual people.
And Christmas is about relationships, and I foster a relationship that is unique for each and every one of the reindeers, as well as I do for the elves and Mrs. Claus.
Very sweet. Yeah. Well, we're excited to have Santa Claus in the studio with us this morning. Again, if you or your kid wants to call in, we totally welcome it. 949-715-5936 to make extra special certainty that Santa's going to bring what you want this year. 949-715-5936. Thank you, Santa. We'll be back with another call if we get one.
Merry Christmas.
Some more unique Christmas music for you this morning. That band's called Gentleman Auction House. Don't Want Another Christmas on KX93.5. We are so happy to have Santa Claus in studio. Hello, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody.
We just saw on the news that you went surfing a couple days ago. Over off, what was it, Brook Street? Where'd you go surfing, Santa Claus?
Well, Brook Street is one of my favorites. But I like to just kind of change around, you know, depending on the weather and which way the swells are coming.
Sure. You know? People probably don't know that about you because they think you spend all year long in a very cold climate, but you actually enjoy the beach.
Oh, yeah. I come here very frequently. I was just telling a friend yesterday, a little boy was on my lap, about where I keep the reindeer in the sleigh while I'm here.
Sure, because this is a kind of a vacation for you.
From 1 to 4 every day, you know, it's a long trip down here, and I have to make it really fast, and those reindeer move so quickly. All I have to do is sprinkle a little magic powder on them, and they go wherever I say, as fast as I say.
So where are they right now?
Well, I keep them up on a friend of mine's house.
Okay.
It's up near the top of the world, and if you look really closely, you might be able to see them from a backyard somewhere, but they're very well hidden near the chimney of this house. And my friend keeps feeding them little pieces of carrots, you know, and waiting for me to come back, keeping them healthy and strong, you know, like we all have to be.
I remember when I was a kid, we went up on the roof on Christmas morning and we found little pieces of carrots left over from you, I suppose.
Yeah, well, those reindeer are very messy.
they don't keep the carrots in their mouth.
No, well, sometimes a little falls out because I have to get moving to the next house. You know, they have to move quick.
Well, Santa Claus will be again on Forest and Glenary in the little hut until Christmas Eve at 4 p.m. He's there from 1 to 4 every day, so you can stop by and say hello. Anything else you want to add about the Christmas spirit or being in the holiday joy this time of year?
Just that it's just so much fun and joy for me to have you come in and sit on my knee for a picture.
And you can pull on Santa's beard, by the way. He said it was okay.
Yep, it's totally real. Now, you might get a little raspberry in your face, but if you pull too hard.
You should spend less time in the bushes.
Yeah, really.
So happy to have Santa in this morning. Again, you can see him on Forest and Glenary. And if you haven't got a chance yet, you still can until Christmas Eve. And thank you so much for coming in so early in the morning for us.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, Santa Claus. We're KX93.5.